Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano. Today in the studio, we are back with a biohacking expert. She's at the top of her field. She's somebody who has revolutionized the game for herself and so many others. She's a wellness speaker. She is an amazing singer. You've probably seen one of her songs. She's somebody who I've been so inspired by, and I'm so looking forward to bringing her to your ears and your eyes today. Welcome to the show, Laura Comfort.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's really so wonderful. Thank you for flying in from the UK for us. You're like my American Brit.
I'm so excited to be here.
I love it. It's been a pleasure working with you and just like having you, you know, in the way like I love my clients so much who I get to experience life with in a way like we have so much in common. Like when we sit, I'm like, oh no, this woman, like I'm just so excited to bring her on the show. Like,
oh, thank you.
You're really fun and you have so much knowledge. Okay, let's just start at the beginning. You've done so much in your life. But what is your story of how you got into biohacking and why?
Well, it started, I'd say, a long time ago. When I was at Harvard, I was a, you know, gold medalist in track and field, magna cum laude graduate. And but I'd say it was no sleep, no periods, 8% body fat, no balance. I think back then we sort of glorified the hustle and your identity was your sort of productivity. And I think when I had fertility struggles later on, well, I pretty much had no period. And the doctor said, well, you might never conceive naturally. I sort of said, oh, well, wait a second. At the time I was unaware that my lifestyle was actually could accelerate my aging and cause issues. And so I had, and later on, I had what you'd call, you know, burnout and panic attacks and stress and other issues. And so I had to take a look at my lifestyle because at the end of the day, 25% is genetics and 75% is your lifestyle. Mm. So I think a lot of people don't realize that chronic stress, which I think about 63%, over 50% of adults have chronic stress issues. And I think 63 have stress and sleep issues. And so this is a silent epidemic. And stress, as you know, raises cortisol and can affect everything from your gut health to your mental health, to your fertility and beyond. So I had to look at my lifestyle and there's a sort of protocol or a method that I call it SMILES, M-I-L-E-S. And S is for sleep. M is for mindset, because your mindset is everything. And your actual subconscious beliefs can actually affect your biology. And then it's interactions, because meaningful connections are so important. And then you have lifestyle, which is an active lifestyle. Exercise is vital. And then E for eat well, nutrient-dense food and healthy fats, which I now embrace fully. And then the last S is for stress management, because we all know stress is a killer. So once you focus on those sort of six pillars of biohacking, it was a game changer. I think my first IVF at age 40, I had 20 good eggs. And the look on the nurse's face was like, wow, how'd you do this? And then I went on to have twins in my 50s. And I have managed to reverse my biological age over nearly 20 years now. So that's when I was like, wow, I'm onto something. I need to take my passion and make it my mission to help others.
I love that. Making your passion your mission is everything. Like waking up and just knowing I'm helping somebody today. Like, this is what I want to do with my life. This is what I want to do with my day. Yeah. How did you find your purpose?
Yeah, I think sometimes if you're constantly hustling, which is my natural thing to do, if you're always busy, often you don't have the stillness or the time to find that purpose. And then when you do take the time off, I think it was with COVID and I had my twins, and that's when I had a thriving music career up until then as well. But that's when I went on my first biohacking retreat. And I was like, wait, I've been doing this for 30 years. They didn't teach me anything I didn't already know. Mm-mm-mm. And that's why I was like, wait a second, there wasn't a name for it. Now there is a name. And that's when I did the pivot into health and wellness.
Wow, I love that. So the pivot came from you being a singer. You've done 5 albums. You know, you've got amazing music. How did you get started in that?
Oh, that was years ago. I had I was in a band and had an a cappella group in high school, a band in college. And I just carried on when I moved to the UK, did all the local live venues. I mean, I even opened for Steven Tyler once at a big stage in America. And so I've had some fun.
That's so cool. I love that. But I like this new chapter.
Yes.
Because you've been doing this your whole life anyway. And can we just take note on what you said? You had twins in your 50s.
Yes.
You were 55 when you had twins, girl. How is that even
52 or
52. How is that even possible?
Well, it wasn't without trial and error. I mean, I did a lot of IVFs, a lot of failed IVFs, a lot of miscarriages. I've had certainly my share of heartache and hard times like many others. And I think a lot of people don't talk about it. They do more now. But something inside my head said, just don't give up. Mm. You are going to go home with the baby. And so I tried different doctors and some of them turned me away because, you know, if you're a certain age, you know, they don't want to, you know, dampen their percentages. So, but I found a clinic and they said, you will go home with a baby. I'd had 3 operations to remove, I think, fibroids and polyps. And so implantation was difficult. And so I signed up for 5 more IVFs and a surrogate. And we didn't get to that because it worked. But I think that's where your mindset is so, so important.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Gosh, so interesting. So mindset is a lot to do with biohacking and stress. Let's start there. Let's talk about stress and stress management and the way that we think becomes who we are. I remember I got sick, not because I walked myself into that sickness, but because of my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I was doing drugs. I was living messy. I wasn't getting sleep. I wasn't in my best state of mind. I was in a dark place and it hit me so hard. But I realized I could think myself back into health. And that's when it changed for me, is when I realized, wow, I can be healthy. Like, I just have to believe I am. And I am healthy. And I started to do a process and it took 1.5 years until I was fully healed. But it worked.
Yeah.
From something that I was told I would have for life.
Yeah. Well, stress affects everything. You have to look at especially the female body holistically in a 360 way, because everything is connected.
Right.
And your cells will feel that stress and that chronic inflammation. And I had PCOS. That's why I didn't ever have periods. And so things like the glial cells, which are support sort of the neurons, if they dysfunction, you can have things like PCOS, fertility problems, as well as mental health problems and things like that. And so your mitochondria, your cells, you can correct that with things like exercise and things like nutrition. And that's where you have to look at your diet as well, everything, stress management as well as your diet, because now, if you look at, I think it was the Mayo Clinic recently did a study, and the typical high-carb American diet, you have a 400% higher chance of getting dementia. Whereas if you have a high-fat Mediterranean diet, you have a 42 or 3% reduction in your chance of getting Alzheimer's and dementia. Mm-hmm. So there's now more and more studies, evidence. I interviewed someone recently who found the first essential fatty acid in something like 90 years. And this is a C15, which is it can be in steak and fish, but also in some grass-fed milk products. And so healthy fats. So I grew up in the area of sort of fat phobia. And now that's what's a game changer, is embracing healthy fats and the olive oils and grass-fed butter or creams I always had to gain 10 pounds to have a baby. So We're learning more and more about what the body needs. And think about your brain. Your brain is water and fat as well. So, and I remember we were speaking at one point about Einstein's brain, because I was reading.
Let's talk about this now, because I'm super into this. Guys, if you want to geek out on neuroscience, this is the part for you. Let's go.
Anyway, well, if you're talking about dementia and brain health, it's all about, you know, growing your neurons and neurogenesis, and exercise is probably the most valuable. And also all the other pillars of biohacking play a role. But when we were talking about glial cells, and I was reading about Einstein's brain, he had an unusual amount of glial cells, but you can gain those through learning as well. And he also had this unusual bridge across his corpus callosum, which is fascinating, because that's what those synapses, that's why girls mature on average 2 years before boys, because of the number of synapses across the corpus callosum. And so the brain dominance model that I used on my Harvard thesis, which was actually published, used that brain research. It looked at thinking styles of entrepreneurs and executive teams in relation to organizational growth. But it just sort of comes full circle that what I was sort of learning about how many years ago, 20, whatever, 30 years ago, has now came up in a paper that I was reading recently. But anyway, it just goes to show how important it is, your lifestyle, and how important it is to reduce your stress as well. Because that is the biggest accelerant of aging, because it causes the inflammation, and you're living in your
fight or flight.
Yes, fight or flight.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second. I'm really into things that de-stress me. Qigong. I do it every morning, naked, barefoot, by my tree in my garden.
I'm the same.
If you do the same, yeah, naked. It's so good for you.
I call it my flow routine.
Right. It's so good for you, because you're getting the sunlight. So you're doing multiple habits at the same time. I'm doing, like, opening my mouth to the sunlight, eating sunlight. That is so good for you, healing. Sunlight was once used to help people heal. It's the biggest antiseptic.
Resets your circadian rhythm. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect thing first thing in the morning. If you can do a bit of grounding and get out in nature.
That's right.
Great. Get a little bit of sunshine if you can, and movement.
So that's what we're doing. We're going barefoot. We're in the sunlight. We're by a tree, which is so great for absorbing negative emotions, taking away stress and all the above. Yeah. And we're doing Qigong, which gets the flow moving around the body, gets the stagnant qi, which is like stagnant energy, which causes ailments and illness in the body, getting rid of that and helping you to just get back into shape. It's so wonderful.
But we are, you know, if you look at studies, we are composed of a lot of water. We're vibrations as well. There's more and more awareness now about quantum biology and how important your energy field is and your vibration. And there's something called nutraceuticals, which I've used as well, which is actually infused water with a vibration. So there's this, it's such an exciting time right now in science, in biology, in all of this. And there's so much more coming on with the effects of light and the effects of energy. And if you look at is it Masaru Emoto?
Doctor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember with the water, this test with the,
yes,
where he separated, you had, if you say positive affirmations to one set of water and negative to another, one produce beautiful water crystals and the other. Mm-hmm. Horrific. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So again, what you have to be careful what you say to yourself as well, mm-hmm. because that can be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very true. Well, I believe that how we treat ourselves is how our body treats us. So if you love yourself, your body is going to say, thank you, and I love you, and I'm going to give you good health. But if you treat yourself with disrespect and you don't give yourself enough sleep, you give yourself treats of food, which are terrible for your body, that's a treat for your ego. That's not a treat for your health. A treat for your health is a big green juice. A treat for your health is a big glass of water. A treat for your health is supplements. But we think, oh, I'm just going to have another donut. But no, the donut is not the treat for your body. This is a treat for the ego. It's going to damage your age. It's going to damage yourself. But go ahead, go eat the fucking box of donuts. Like, that's the problem.
Yeah. And you, but now I think people are more aware that your self-care is like a non-negotiable.
Yes, absolutely.
You have to respect your body. And I think people are more realizing that, that your routine and... And now if you respect your body mm-hmm. and appreciate your body, then you're going to set up, then it's consistency. Then it's knowledge. You have to learn what are the strategies. How can I reverse my biological age? And then it's putting it into practice and making right. those lifestyle modifications that are actually sustainable. So start small, but stick with it.
I love it. Okay, what's a really good diet to eat? Is it different for everybody? What do you eat? What's good for me? How do we know?
I do think, yes, you have to personalize everything with biohacking. That's why self-experimentation is key. And that's where you have to find out if you have any intolerances. Check your allergies. I even have O Rhesus negative blood type, and there's a certain diet for that. I prefer sort of high protein, low carb, more fatty diet. So you have to understand your body and explore and experiment. And you can, there's so many tests now. You can test your lipids, you can test your heart rate, you can test your cholesterol, you can test your bone density, your thyroid, your female hormones. And let's not forget your hormones are critical in all of this. Because if you look at your, you know, the aging of men, it's usually a slow decline in testosterone, whereas women, as soon as they hit menopause, they go way up, because that's when you get all of the age-related disease and decline. So protect your hormones and get them tested and understand your body, and then experiment with HRT or find out what would work for you.
So interesting. Yeah, because I feel like different diets work well for different people. There's no set regimen for
but they have in terms of diets. If you look at the blue zones, mm-hmm. they all have different diets, mm-hmm. but it's almost what you avoid, not so much what you eat.
What do they avoid?
So they're eating fresh local produce, mm-hmm. they're embracing healthy fats, mm-hmm. But they're avoiding anything processed, any of the preservatives. You know, all of those things that are bad for you, all of the endocrine disruptors. And so that is vital, knowing avoid sweeteners, avoid soda, avoid preservatives. Look at the label, see where it actually comes from and see how it's made.
I try and do farm to table. So like I order my food. Ideally, we get these two boxes delivered every month and we eat from the farm. So it's like the produce arrives, we have the meat and the veg, and then we'll add rice to it. And like that's the dishes, you know what I mean? And great. That I feel like is the healthiest way. Salads and olive oils. And I'm Greek, like part of my heritage is Greek, one of my multiple countries that I'm from. And so we naturally were raised on Greek salads and like that's yummy great. Meats and all of that.
Nutrient dense, wholesome foods.
Love that. Give me an ideal meal that you would do that's really good with the healthy fats.
I put olive oil in everything.
Yes, same. So. I mean, I drink it in the shop.
Yeah, it's very good for you, game changer. But it's also the order in which you eat things. So start, if you can, with a fiber. Start with a salad or a vegetable, and mm-hmm. then move on to proteins and fats, and then carb, and then dessert. And if you stick with that order, it is a game changer.
Okay, let's do that again. So the salad and the veg first, then yeah. the protein.
And the fat.
And the fat.
And then the carb and dessert after.
Got it, okay.
And so if you're breaking your fast, if like your breakfast, I tend to delay my breakfast, but always start with a protein and a fat. Do not start with, you know, the typical American breakfast.
Waffles.
Which is a carb and a sugar.
Right.
Because that is going to destroy your glucose levels. So it's all about controlling your glucose levels.
I know, and people wear the glucose monitors to check that as well. You guys can do that. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
But what do you suggest as a good breakfast? Can I tell you what I eat? And yeah. then tell me if you think it's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have avocado, olive great. Oil, Himalayan rock salt.
Great.
And then I have either with that sweet potato fries, but we do them in the air fryer, so it's not actually fried and they're in olive oil. And then I have... what else do I have? Fruit. I mean, you saw me eat it this morning. Great. So I'll have like blueberries and blackberries and banana.
Berries are a game changer. Mm-hmm. Polyphenols are amazing. Antioxidants are amazing. That's the best thing for you. And green tea is great for you. For me, I'm a huge believer in eggs. So
are they really good for you too?
Yeah. I have eggs.
There's so many studies. Somebody's like, are eggs actually good for
you? They are. They're very good for you.
I don't get it. Somebody says the yolk's bad. Somebody says cholesterol. No. Somebody says the white's good. What's good for you with an egg?
I have eggs every day. I have eggs every day. So, you know, I love eggs, cheese. I love cottage cheese with olive oil and tomatoes. But if you can start savory, that's the way to go. First electrolytes, of course. If I'm in a rush in the morning, or I'm fasting, but I don't want to push myself too much, because you have to be careful also with your cycle. Obviously, the time of your reproductive age or your cycle. And so I tend to have, like, you know, some berries and some nuts first thing, and my electrolytes. And then if I have to delay my bigger breakfast till later in the morning, that's a great way of giving yourself a break, your digestive system.
Wow.
But women have to be careful, because we're not like men and we're more sensitive. So things like intermittent fasting, biohacking is all about pushing your body so you mm-hmm. build resilience, mm-hmm. but not pushing it too much, because then it can have the reverse effect. So even things like cold plunging, if you're healthy, you don't want to do it more than, let's say, 3 times a week if you're fit already, because it can have the reverse effect, because women's bodies go into shock more quickly. And now there are more studies that show that you shouldn't do cold plunging after you work out, because that'll minimize any gains you make from the weight training.
Oh my God.
So, you know, I think it's very easy. People can get confused, because you look at all these amazing biohackers doing it, but you really have to investigate a bit and tailor it to yourself and your body. And
what about heat? Like, everybody says saunas are the way forward. Saunas are apparently like the way to go when it comes to health. Is that true?
Yes, I think saunas are incredibly powerful. I'd say intermittent fasting and saunas are two of the most valuable biohacks that are available to most people. Yes, it has tenfold benefits for everything, for your immune system, mm-hmm. for your neuroplasticity, for everything. But again, you don't have to take it to extremes. If you can try and do it once or twice a week, is better than nothing. And certainly living in London, I love a good sauna.
Yeah, I imagine. I love it. I have one in my home, so we get to go in there and just, like, it's really
perfect.
Yes, it's an infrared as well. I think it's so important to use infrared saunas. Okay, going to my next thing, which is fertility, because I know there's so many women out there who are like, wait, help me with fertility. Girl, how did you have a kid at like past 50? Two of them, twins, and you have 5 children. And you look like this. Can we just say, guess her age, right? Guess right now. Everyone has to guess. Let's put the camera on Laura and let's see. What do we think? How old do we think Laura is? Right. Okay. Yeah.
Let's not zoom in too close.
Okay. And we can go back out. She is.
Are we going to say? Oh, no, we don't need to say.
You don't want to say? Well, no, because I think it's part of who you
are. I'm going to be 60 soon. Just so
My God. You look phenomenal. But I think that's part of why you're the leading female biohacker, because you look genuinely without a facelift.
Oh, thank you.
You look at least 30.
But I haven't done any surgery. But on paper, I'm 40. So it depends. I've taken actually 4 epigenetic tests. And some look at your methylation markers in your DNA, and some look at your glycan composition, which measures your, if you have chronic inflammation, that kind of stuff. And all of them measure between, I'd say, 12 and nearly 20 years that I have already reverse my biological age. So,
girls, so you're living way past 100 at this
point. So that means I'm aging most people age 1 year per 1 year, and I'm aging 8 months out of each year.
So how?
So it's maybe 30-something% reduction.
That's insane. That is so insane. Like, you look so good for your age.
Thank you.
How do you?
So the fertility, I forgot to answer that question.
How do you get fertile? How do you transform from PCOS and people who have been told they're not going to have babies to having babies? How did you do it?
Yeah. years and years and years of practice. I had to obviously change my diet. I had to change my workout routine. I had to focus on stress management. And I also did years of research on how to increase your egg quantity and your egg quality. And so I was all over functional mushrooms, you know, whether it's cordyceps or and also there's so much you can take now, whether it's CoQ10, DHEA, evening primrose oil. I had just this whole cabinet full of supplements, which can improve your egg quality and egg quantity and your, you know, rejuvenate your ovaries. So I was on that path for many, many years. It obviously worked. And I remember when I met my husband, like after a year, I said, okay, we're going to the hospital. I need to freeze some embryos and some eggs. So I was clever enough to, you know, get on the bandwagon early. So I was always conscientious of my diet and my lifestyle. And I think with that in mind, with being a mother again. So I think it just paid off.
That's wild. And what did he say after 1 year when you were like, babe, we need to go freeze some embryos together?
I think he was a bit shocked, but he went along with it. And wow. now we've got two beautiful twins.
I love it. Did he have kids before that?
Happy days. No children.
Oh, so he was like, yeah, okay, I'm game. Oh my God. That's such a cute story. I love it. Okay. Give me some more tips on fertility. Like, it's really a struggle for a lot of people. And at one point it was a struggle for me. I didn't know it would be a struggle for me and my second baby.
I think a lot of people don't realize they have trouble until they get started. You kind of take it for granted. And then you're like, uh-oh, wait a second, this isn't happening when I want it to happen.
Right.
I think you have to obviously understand your body and understand what the issues are. And then you also have to find the right clinic, because all the different clinics have different protocol, and some can probably push you too much and some might not push you enough. It's sort of like the magic coming up with the, you know, the lottery, because you need to have obviously good eggs, good sperm, but you also need a good uterus. And so there's supplements you can take for that as well, whether it's L-arginine, things like that, which can increase the lining. So I have helped a number of friends get pregnant.
Wow, that's mm-hmm. so beautiful. So what would be a protocol that you put somebody on if they're looking to get pregnant right now?
Oh, well, I'd look at some of their test results, because there's even food you can eat which can help improve your estrogen. Mm. So I always had typically low estrogen and more raised testosterone. So I had to learn to balance, you know. So yes, again, you have to look at your diet. You have to look at your lifestyle. You have to look at your supplements. And also look at your partner, because it's not always your fault. It could be, you know, there are ways you can improve the sperm quality and mobility as well. But now there are so many clinics and doctors, and there's so many advancements. There's even a clinic in America where they do stem cell therapy in your ovaries. Mm. And it's literally rejuvenating your ovaries. Wow. So now more and more women are my age or in their late 40s and mm-hmm. early 50s who are actually starting to have children. That's because wild. Of all the advanced technologies.
I love that. And it is like that. You know, it used to be a way where it was like, you know, women would have them super young, and, you know, our grandparents and our parents, and like eventually now it's like women don't have kids till over 30 is where like the stats are headed.
Yeah, well, a lot of women too, I've seen it with so many friends, they're put on antidepressants in their late 30s when they're actually going through perimenopause. Mm-hmm. And people just, a lot of, I think doctors had just not aware of some of the symptoms. And so I think women now are waking up and paying more attention. And if you can get on it early, then you can take the HRT or make the necessary interventions mm. to correct that hormonal imbalance.
Right.
And then you can, like I did too, and then you can prolong your fertility And you know, your biological aging is inextricably linked to your reproductive aging. So I think your ovaries are the fastest aging organ in the body.
Crazy.
So if you can delay all this and delay menopause, there's now, they say if you have a child in your 40s, you have 4% greater chance of living past 100. So if you have kids in your 50s, I'm probably going to be, well, if I've already gained 15 to 20 years with the biohacking, I'm going to be well, you know, at least 120 before I'm starting to, because when I'm in my 80s, I'm going to be feeling about 55 at the current rate I'm at now. So there's so much going on right now. And for me, it's, so there's your health span and your lifespan, you know, how long you live and how, you know, how healthy those years that you're healthy. But I've coined a phrase in some of my speeches, called fun span. For me, it's all about the fun span. And that's when you're thriving and you feel vibrant, you feel unstoppable, you still have a libido, you feel, and you really feel the abundance of life. And for me, those are the most important critical years of your life. So if we can expand those well into old age, I mean, how good is that?
So good, girl. I love it. This is exactly what we're here for. Okay, let's talk about libido, because you have a whole supplement that you are bringing out for this. We are so excited to hear more about it. Tell us about the libido supplement and also like how the libido works.
Yes. So for me, libido is not just, it's bigger than just, you know, your sexual satisfaction. For me, libido is your life force. Mm. It's your vitality. Mm-hmm. It's feeling alive. And I think for a lot of women, it's a psychological state of mind as well as a physical, in order to feel that sort of that pleasure. So you need to focus. So I've been developing a supplement for a number of years now, and I'm very excited about it. But you have to, again, treat the body holistically. So you have to have things that manage your stress, you know, things like ashwagandha, things like maca. You have to look at stress and you have to look at hormones. And then you also have to look at maybe raising nitric oxide in the system and anything that might sort of give the tingles as well. So it needs to be, in my opinion, a sensory experience as well, an essential experience. And it has to look at the body in different ways. So I've focused on a number of very active ingredients, which I think once put all together, and if it, I've worked on obviously the flavor profile as well as the efficacy, and I'm very excited. So it should be out in the new year, and it's called Passion Bomb.
We love that, girl. I'm so excited.
A libido booster.
I love this. And talking about things you have coming out, you have a whole book that you're working on right now.
Yes, I do.
Oh, we need that. We really need your book.
And it's actually, I was just listening to one of your talks, and so my book is called Beyond the Comfort Zone: The Path to Peak Vitality. And you were speaking recently about how to make change in your life, you have to go beyond your comfort zone. And that's what it's about. Obviously it has a bit of my story, but it's really a guide to reach peak vitality.
Love
and
that.
What do you need to do to get there? And it has at the end of each chapter, it'll have a challenge. So it'll really put you to work. Let's say, what can I do now to start my path? My journey of transformation, my journey as a biohacker.
So interesting and so great in today's world.
Excited.
We need it. That's so great. Well, I've loved having you on today. Thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure.
I could talk to you for hours.
I
is
know.
There any final tips that you want to give someone today if they're ready to start their journey? Somebody out there is like, I want to biohack my age. I want to be younger. I want to look better. I want to feel better. Where do I start? What do I do? How do I biohack my age? What's the first thing you would tell them to do today?
Well, I've actually done a 7-day reboot. It's called the Peak Vitality Protocol. So you could always start my protocol, and it has a video, PDF, and an action plan, and workbook, and meal plan, as well as workouts. And if you try that every day for a week, you will come out a different person.
Wow.
You really will. So I think, gosh, that would be the best way I would recommend starting. Mm-hmm. But if you have to choose one thing to do today, I would probably take a long walk in nature and think about what affects you the most right now. What would be the most beneficial step you can take in your life right now? Is stress the biggest issue? And how, let's, you know, I think start making a list. And then, because they're, each individual is different, so you want to personalize this mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm. So if I'm consulting with someone, mm-hmm. you really have to know yourself to begin with, and then to find what is the best protocol. So, but yes, you have to, maybe diet is probably
the first place.
It's probably the best place to start.
I think you're right. Well, thank you for coming today. We love you, Laura. You're amazing. Where can we find you online?
Yeah, well, my Insta is Laura_comfort, and my website has a lot of information, lauracomfort.com, and then I'll have Peak Vitality supplements coming your way. And it's I'm going to do a whole series of nutraceutical gummies for people in men and women in midlife to biohack, start your biohacking journey.
Love it.
And all become supermen and superwomen.
It's never too late.
Yeah, never too late. The best is yet to come.
We love it. Thank you so much for coming. Guys, if you've enjoyed today's episode and you believe this will help somebody else, share it with a friend. Is there somebody out there today who you know will benefit from the knowledge you have just taken? Because knowledge is just knowledge until applied, and then it becomes power. Who are you going to share this power with today? Who are you going to help to live younger? Who are you going to give this gift of this amazing episode to? We love you, and we'll see you again next week with an amazing guest. Bye for now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love.